Magandang hapon po sa lahat. Ako po si Jack Mortola and I serve as one of the elders dito sa Crossroads Church of Dubai. We are currently on the second week sa ating three-week series sa Letter of James. Last week po si Pastor Erickson Cruz ay nagbigay ng message sa James chapter 2 verses 1 to 13 on the subject na bakit ang mga tunay na mga mananampalataya sa Panginoong Hesukristo ay hindi dapat gumagawa o nagpa-practice ng favoritism o discrimination. Rather, true believers of Jesus should demonstrate Christ's love to their neighbors without showing partiality or favoritism. Ngayong araw po, we will be going through James chapter 2 verses 14 to 26 sa letter of James. So, if you have your Bibles with you, buksan po natin ito sa James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also is faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works, not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab, the prostitute, justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Para po mas maintindihan natin ng mabuti ang nilalaman ng sulat na ito ni James, balikan natin saglit ang konteks o mga pangyayari at sitwasyon na nakapaligid kay James at sa kanyang mga sinusulatan ng mga panahong iyon. Ang may akda ng sulat na ito ay si James, na half-brother ni Jesus, at sinasabi ng mga biblical scholars na malamang na sinulat niya ito ng mga bandang AD 40 hanggang AD 45. Ang sulat na ito ay naka-address sa mga Jewish believers na noong panahon na yon ay nakakalat sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Roman Empire. Ito lang po ang aklat o sulat sa buong bagong tipan na specifically ay sinulat para sa mga Jewish believers na noon ay dumaranas ng mga matinding pag-uusig at iba't ibang klaseng pagsubok. Pangunahin na po dito ang kahirapan o poverty. At dahil sa mga pag-uusig at pagsubok na ito, marami sa kanila ay namumuhay na ng makamundo na halos katulad na rin ng mga taong walang tunay na paniniwala kay Kristo. Ito ang dahilan kaya gumawa ng sulat si James na ng mga panahon na yon ay nagsisilbi bilang isa sa mga leaders ng iglesia sa Jerusalem. Dalawa ang layunin ng sulat ni James. Una, para bigyan ng encouragement ang mga Jewish believers sa kanilang pinagdadaanan dahil ang mga ito ay pagsubok lamang ng kanilang pananampalataya. James chapter 1 verses 2 to 3 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. At ang pangalawang layunin ni James ay ang himukin sila to seek God's wisdom kung paano nila harapin at ayusin ang kanilang mga problema. James in chapter 1 verses 5 to 6 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. Katulad ni Apostle James, Pastor Eric shared yung reasons why true believers of Christ should not be practicing favoritism. Sa halip, sila dapat ay gumagawa o nagpapakita ng mercy and grace sa kanilang kapwa. It is my prayer today to encourage you as believers in Christ to be steadfast in the faith in the midst of trials and hardships in this life. Sa passage natin ngayon, sa James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26, it seems na bumabalik si James sa tema ng chapter 1, verses 22 to 27, kung saan ini-encourage niya ang mga Jewish believers to be doers of the word and not to be hearers only. Maging tagagawa at hindi lamang tagapakinig sa salita ng Diyos. In doing this, James shows readers then and now that this is a true and present issue sa church. He speaks about an area kung saan nagsastruggle ang karamihan sa mga kapatiran sa panahon noon dahil nga sa matinding pagsubok at kahirapan na kanilang hinaharap. And to some extent and degree, this is also true sa panahon natin ngayon na we continue to experience the effects of the coronavirus pandemic sa ating pang-araw-araw na buhay. Sa section na ito ng kanyang sulat, James spoke about yung relationship ng faith and works. In fact, he mentioned that faith without works is dead or useless 3 times in 12 verses to emphasize sa kanyang mga readers kung gaano ka-importante ang subject na ito. It is worth noting na ang sinasabi niya dito ay hindi ang kawalan ng pananampalataya, but instead the kind of faith that they have dahil nga sa hindi sila nakikitaan ng bunga. Our main point for today is true believers show living faith by actively loving others. Uulitin ko po, true believers show living faith by actively loving others. Meron po tayong 2 points. Ang una po is, what is a dead faith na makikita sa verses 14 to 19. A dead faith is characterized by absence of deeds, empty words, and superficial or hollow belief. Ang second point po natin is, what is a genuine and living faith na makikita sa verses 20 to 26. A genuine faith involves risk and sacrifice, and it has an eternal reward. Bago tayo magpatuloy, i-define po muna natin kung ano ang faith or anong faith o pananampalataya ba itong sinasabi ni James. And at the same time, ano naman ang tinutukoy niya na works o gawa? Anong klaseng gawa ang sinasabi o hinahanap ni Kristo? Meron bang particular na gawa na hinahanap ang Diyos? The word faith comes from the Greek word pistis, meaning belief, trust, or confidence. Galing ito sa root word na peto, na ang ibig sabihin ay to persuade or be persuaded. Now, faith is always a gift from God. It is a divine persuasion, and it is never something that can be produced by people. Sinasabi po ito sa Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man can boast, or no man may boast." Ayon sa mga theologians, ang tinutukoy na faith ni James dito sa kanyang sulat ay ang tinatawag na saving faith. At sinasabi rin ng mga theologians na merong 3 aspects na involved in the biblical definition of saving faith. Ang una po ay ang tinatawag na notitias or notion. Ito yung knowledge of what we believe, kaalaman tungkol sa ating pinaniniwalaan. This is faith in the person and work of Christ. So we must know something about Jesus and what He has done if we are to actually have faith in Him. And second part is assensus or assent. Now, meaning I believe that the content, believe that the content of the Christian gospel is true. Paniniwala na ang nilalaman ng gospel ay totoo. At ang pangatlo po ay fiducia or fidelity. Ito naman po yung trust in the one revealed in the content or the gospel. Tiwala sa kanya na siyang ihinayag na laman ng gospel na pinaniniwalaan na totoo. Ang salitang works naman po ay galing sa salitang ergon, which is also a Greek word, na ang ibig sabihin ay work or deed or action and accomplish. A deed that carries out an inner desire. At anong works o gawa ang tinutukoy ni James? Walang type o particular na gawa or works or deeds na specific na sinasabi si James, kundi it should be based sa mga examples na nagpapatunay ng righteous behavior or matuwid na pamumuhay bunga sa pagsunod sa salita ng Diyos na siyang nabanggit ni James sa mga previous verses, katulad ng perseverance under trial sa chapter 1 verse 12, purity of life sa chapter 1 verse 21, obedience to scripture sa chapter 1 verses 22 to 23, and compassion to the needy sa chapter 1 verse 27, at ang message ni Pastor Eric last week, yung avoiding the sin of partiality or favoritism na makikita sa chapter 2 verses 1 to 9. Having clarified kung ano ang faith at works na tinutukoy sa letter ni James, let's go to our first point. Point number one, what is a dead faith? A dead faith is characterized by the absence of deeds or works. Verse 14 says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him?" By addressing his readers as my brothers, mapapansin natin na isinasama o ini-involve ni James ang kanyang mga readers dito sa discussion at sa kanyang mga tanong. Pinapaalam niya na meron silang parte sa issue na pinag-uusapan. At ang isyung ito ay ang tungkol sa kanilang pananampalataya or faith. At hindi nagpaligoy-ligoy pa si James dito. Mabigat at seryoso po ang dalawang tanong na binitawan niya. Mga kapatid, ano ang pakinabang kung sasabihin ng isang tao na siya ay may pananampalataya? Ngunit hindi naman niya ito pinapatunayan sa gawa. Maililigtas ba siya ng ganoong uri ng pananampalataya? Bakit niya natanong to? Dahil po sa mga persecution at mabigat na trials na pinagdadaanan ng mga Jewish believers, kung kaya marami na sa kanila ay namumuhay na ng makamundong buhay at hindi na ayon sa salita ng Diyos. At nagiging makasarili na sila at wala nang pakialam sa kapwa. Sa tanong ni James, ang pwede lang maisagot ng mga Jewish believers kung itong pananampalataya ba ay may pakinabang, ay wala. At kung hindi, at kung ito ba ay nakakaligtas, hindi. Simply, James is saying faith without works is useless to man. You have to prove that you have faith, by your works. Ngayon, ang ibig bang sabihin ba nito ay faith does not save man? Pero di ba sinabi ni Apostle Paul sa Romans chapter 4 verse 5 na, "However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness." So, is Paul saying one thing in James another? Hindi po. Meron bang contradiction sa sinasabi nilang dalawa? Wala po. James and Paul are talking about the same faith. Ang pinagkakaiba lang ay they are looking at the two aspects or two sides of faith. James is explaining the active side of faith at si Paul naman ay ang passive side of faith. Pareho lang po ang sinasabi ng mga sulat ng dalawang mamang ito, sina James at Paul. They have the same understanding ng saving faith, but presented it in two types of arguments. When Paul gave his argument about faith, ang konteksto na pinanggagalingan nito ay ang mga Hudyo na sumisikap makamtan ang kaligtasan sa pamamagitan ng pagsunod sa batas ng Panginoon, through works by keeping the law. Sinasabi ni Paul sa kanila sa Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 na, "Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. Not the works of the law, but faith in Christ brings salvation." In contrast, ang sinasabi naman ni James dito sa kanyang sulat ay ang tao na nagsasabi na meron siyang faith, pero hindi ito nakikita sa kanyang gawa. Anong uri ba ng faith ang sinasabi ni James dito? Ito ba yung katulad na faith na kung saan ay inihahayag o ini-express natin, katulad ng ating pag-recite ng Apostles' Creed o yung ating statement of faith sa Crossroads kapag may membership meeting? Katulad ng sinasabi natin na, "We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be devoted to one another in brotherly love. With humility and gentleness, we will patiently bear with one another." Ayon sa mga New Testament scholars na sina Simon J. Kistemaker and William Hendrickson, authors ng Exposition of James and the Epistles of John, I quote, "The difference between expressing faith in a confession, meaning reciting the Apostles' Creed, and actively confessing or declaring our faith in word and deed is that faith expressed in a confession can result in mere intellectual assent without deeds to confirm it." Ang ibig pong sabihin nito ay expressing faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed is merely an intellectual expression kung hindi naman ito mapapatunayan sa salita at sa gawa. And Paul gives the same advice to his readers. Makikita natin po ito, ang payo na ito ni Paul sa mga taga-Korinto sa 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. Ang sabi niya, "Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves." Tayo ba mga kapatid? Do we live out our covenant as a church community? Do we rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep? Are we devoted to one another in brotherly love, with humility and gentleness, patiently bearing with one another? Second po, na a dead faith is characterized by empty words. Let's look at verse 15. "Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go in peace, be warm and well fed," but does nothing about this, or does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? Dito sa verse 15, makikita natin na nag-shift ng focus si James sa tinutukoy niya sa kanyang sulat. From someone to a more specific term, brother or sister. Alam natin na ang ibig sabihin pag sinabing brother or sister sa Panginoon, ang ibig sabihin po nito ay kapatiran sa iglesia. At dito po sa passage, makikita na ang kapatid na ito ay may physical na pangangailangan, damit at pagkain. At sang-ayon sa tipan ng iglesia, ang mga kapatid na ito sa James look to the members ng church sa panahon ng pangangailangan. James writes na ang mga kapatid na ito ay walang maisuot at wala nang makain sa araw-araw. Their situation is desperate. Ano ang sagot at tugon sa sitwasyon nila? Tama ba na ang ating maging tugon ay, "Oo nga kapatid, sige lang kapatid, I will pray for you. Basta kapatid, magtiwala ka lang, the Lord will provide," or "Sapat ang provision ng Panginoon." Matthew 25 verses 31 to 46 gives a picture of the final judgment that is to come. Jesus said in verse 34, "On that day, then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you? Or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you? Or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of my brothers, you did it to me.'" Mga kapatid, did it ever cross your mind that the Lord indeed provides for the needs of His people? At madalas niya ito dinadaan sa mga anak niya, sa iyo at sa akin? Does this make sense sa atin? Na actually, oftentimes the Lord is already providing and sending His provision, and He is sending it through you and through me? Balikan natin ang verses 15 and 16. Halimbawa, may isang kapatid na walang maisuot at walang makain. Kung sasabihin ninyo sa kanya, "Patnubayan ka nawa ng Diyos, magbihis ka at magpakabusog," ngunit hindi ninyo siya binibigyan ng kanyang kailangan, ano ang silbi nun? Is this the kind of faith that we have? Do we only serve our poor brothers and sisters who are suffering hunger and thirst with empty words like, "May the Lord bless you and be your health," but we don't give them a hot meal or buy them food to eat for the day or for the days ahead? Sabi ni James, anong silbi ng faith na yun? Binigay din ni James ang kasagutan sa verse 17. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Patay ang pananampalatayang walang kalakip na gawa. Let us see the example of early Christians in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, when they proved their genuine faith by love in action. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. Third, dead faith is characterized by superficial or hollow belief. Verse 18 says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' If you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." The phrase here, "you believe God is one," is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4, at Mark chapter 12, verse 29. Bilang mga Hudyo ay alam nila nito dahil ito ay nakasulat sa Shema at ito ay na-memorize nila mula pagkabata. It was part of the Jews' formative belief about God. James here is saying kung ang sinasabi nilang faith ay nakabase sa Shema, na kinikilala at tinatanggap ang mga katotohanan tungkol sa Panginoon at sa kanyang salita, then ito ay katulad din lang sa pagkakakilala sa Panginoon ng mga demonyo, na kung saan sila ay nanginginig sa takot. Dahil nga alam nila ang nag-aantay na hatol or judgment sa kanila mula sa Panginoon. James could not have chosen a bigger, better, and scarier example of someone whose faith is based on knowledge about God than the demons. Dahil kilala ng mga demonyo ang Diyos, they have seen God up close and personal. They have seen His glory and His majesty. They witnessed firsthand the awesome power of God. But in spite of all this, they do not submit to God. Kaibigan, how about you? What kind of faith do you have? Is it intellectually agreeing to the message of the sermon, or saying that, "Yes, I understand what the Bible says and I know who God is"? My question for you and for all of us listening right now, na ganito ang pananaw, is this. You claim that you know God, but does God know you? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me." Sinabi rin niya sa John 15, verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2 to 3, "If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God." Galatians chapter 4, verse 9 says, "But know that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God. How can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more?" Kaibigan, check your heart and test your faith and see where does it lie. Dahil ang tunay na pananampalataya sa Panginoon sa pamamagitan ni Kristo ay isang pananalig na nagsisimula sa pagkakakilala sa Diyos. Galing sa ating kaisipan, dumadaloy sa ating mga puso at naibabahagi sa pamamagitan ng gawa. If your faith does not compel you to do acts of love and kindness to your needy brothers and sisters, James says this type of faith is superficial, shallow, and useless. Ang pananampalatayang ito ay walang silbi, walang pakinabang. Ito ay patay. Having shown the characteristics of a dead faith to his readers, James uses as examples the genuine and living faith as exemplified and shown by Abraham and Rahab. Which brings us to our point number two. What is genuine and living faith? Na makikita sa verses 20 to 26. Genuine and living faith is characterized by risk and sacrifice and eternal reward, and it has eternal reward. In verses 21 to 22, James refers to the account in Genesis 22, verses 9 to 10, where it speaks of Abraham's faith when he was tested by God. Abraham was willing to risk and sacrifice the life of his son Isaac. His act of obedience to God was a testament of the genuineness of his faith sa Panginoon. According to the ESV Global Study Bible, ang ibig sabihin ng James 2 verses 22 na faith was completed by his works. James does not disagree that faith alone saves, but rather ang word na completed often means bring to maturity. Ibig mong sabihin ito ay a full-grown and genuine faith is seen in the good deeds it produces. Abraham's reward for his faith was he was called God's friend. Wow! What a privilege to be called as the friend of the one supreme being who is creator, sustainer of all things seen and unseen, things known to man and unknown. Our human minds can't even begin to imagine what this means. Continuing on, we read in verse 25, and in the same way was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? Ang kwentong tinutukoy ni James dito ay makikita sa Joshua chapter 2, which speaks about Rahab, yung prostitute na tumulong sa mga Israelites na nag-iispiya sa Jericho para lusubin at pabagsakin ito. Like Abraham, Rahab believed in God. In fact, it was her faith that enabled her to be willing to risk and sacrifice lives. Unang-una, yung buhay niya, and pangalawa, yung mga buhay ng pamilya niya. Rahab believed in the God of Israel, kahit na hindi niya kilala si God. She's got no previous experience or encounter with God. Narinig lang niya ang mga kwento tungkol sa kung paano niligtas at pinalaya ng Panginoon ang mga Israelites sa Egypt, and that God delivered their enemies to them. And based on what she heard, Rahab believed and acted on her faith. And what was Rahab's reward? We all know what her reward was. The Israelites honored their promise to her. When they attacked and destroyed the city of Jericho, they spared Rahab's life and that of her family. Pero yun lang ba? Well, not only that. Because when you go to Matthew chapter 1 verses 1 to 17, you will see Rahab. Rahab is in the genealogy of Jesus. So why did James pick these two persons as his examples of heroes of faith, bakit ang kwento ng dalawang taong ito ang pinili ni James? Abraham was an easy and perfect choice dahil ang sinusulatan ni James ay mga Jewish believers. Sabi nga niya sa verse 21, Abraham, our father. Meron silang affinity dahil pareho silang mga Hudyo. At alam nila ang kwento tungkol sa faith ni Abraham. Pero bakit si Rahab? Nakalimutan ba ni James yung kwento ni na Isaac, Jacob, Moses, or ni David? Bakit si Rahab? The short answer is no. Hindi nakalimutan ni James yung kwento ng faithful servants ni God. Kaya hindi aksidente ang pagpili ni James sa kwento ni Rahab. In choosing Rahab, he reminded his readers that God is not a respecter of persons. Walang lalaki o babae, mayaman o mahirap, walang particular na lahi. He shows that God's mercy and grace extend beyond them, the Jews. He reminds them that Jesus' death and resurrection has broken down the dividing wall of hostility between Jews and Gentiles and has reconciled all believers to Himself. Mga kapatid, araw-araw meron tayong opportunities to reach out sa ating mga kapatiran, especially now that everyone is affected by this pandemic. Can I challenge you this week to just start with a brother or a sister or a family who may need your practical help? It can be someone not from your own community group or even study group for a change. Start reaching out with one and from there to another, brethren, as the Lord leads you. Mga kaibigan, tandaan natin that we are sinners whose greatest need is to be forgiven of our sins and be reconciled to God who is ever living, eternally holy, righteous, and loving. God showed His eternal love for us sinners in action by sending Jesus Christ to actively serve us in His life, death, and resurrection. Romans chapter 6, 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but instead of you and me suffering the penalty of death for our sins, Jesus took all of our sins upon Himself at the cross and died for the death we all deserve. He who was blameless, without sin, who lived the perfect life of obedience to God the Father, was the perfect and only sacrifice acceptable to a holy and perfectly righteous God. At the cross, our greatest need was provided for by God, who proved His genuine love for us in Jesus. Jesus, though He was rich, yet for our sake He became poor, so that by His poverty we might become rich. At the cross, it was Jesus whose clothes were taken away by the soldiers when they crucified Him. He was the one who was thirsty and given vinegar to drink just before He died and said, 'It is finished.' But Jesus did not remain dead. On the third day, He rose from the grave, proving His victory over sin and death. We have a living Savior who has ascended to heaven, where He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us continually as our eternal High Priest. As it is written in 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, 'By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brothers in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Friends, this is the faith that proves we are saved. Genuine and living faith that is active in word and in deed, spoken and done out of love for God and our neighbor. Because true believers show living faith by actively loving others. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation we receive from you by grace through faith in Christ alone. Panginoon, salamat na hindi ninyo kami hinayaang manatili sa aming mga kasalanan. We praise you for showing us mercy and love, though we don't deserve it. Lord, we thank you for reminding us that as your redeemed people, tunay nga na we should be walking in newness of life and in humble and faithful obedience to your word. O Lord, tulungan niyo kami na mamuhay ng may tunay at buhay na pananampalataya, shown and live out not only in our words, but through our deeds of compassion and love sa aming mga kapatid. Enable us, O God, to give sacrificially in grateful response for what you have done for us in Christ Jesus, your Son, our living Savior. All for the praise and glory of your name alone. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.